Good morning. Thank you for standing by. Welcome to Eneva's conference call to discuss the results regarding the third quarter 2019. Today with us are Mr. Marcelo Habibe, Chief Financial and Investor Relations Officer, and other officers of the company, and Flavia Heller, Investor Relations Manager. We would like to inform you that this event is being recorded and that all participants will be attending the conference during the company's presentation. We will then start the Q&A session when further instructions will be provided. Should you need any support during the conference call, please request the assistance from an operator by typing star zero. This event is also being broadcast simultaneously over the internet via webcast and can be accessed at ri.eneva.com.br and also on the MZiQ platform, where the respective presentation is also available. The selection of slides will be controlled by you. The replay of this event will be available soon after it is over. We'd like to remind you that the webcast participants will be able to register in advance on the website questions that will be answered during the Q&A session. Before proceeding, we would like to clarify that any forward-looking statements that may be made during this conference call regarding Eneva's business prospects, financial and operational projections and goals constitute beliefs and premises of the company's management, as well as information currently available. Forward-looking statements are no guarantee of performance. They involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions as they refer to future events and depend on circumstances which may or may not occur. Investors should understand that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors could also affect Eneva's future performance and could lead to results that differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. We would now like to turn the floor over to Mr. Marcelo Habibe, who will start the presentation. Mr. Habibe, you may proceed, sir.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for participating in our conference call regarding the results for the third quarter of 2019. Before we move on, we have a message. Now, moving on to slide number three, before we talk about the numbers, I'd like to call your attention to four recent events of extreme importance. Number one, as we won the A-6 energy auction for the Paraíba 3 project, we will add another 92 megawatts to our installed capacity to the Parnaíba complex starting in 2025. A second point has to do with the exploration of the Parnaíba Basin. In September, we purchased six additional blocks at the first cycle of permanent offers by ANP. That provides continuity to our model of development, which integrates gas energy production. Another highlight was the license to build the Azulão-Jaguatirica project in the Azulão area of Amazon. This is the last license we still lacked to further the Jaguatirica project. The company had already been granted a license for the wells in the Azulão field, and now for the Jaguatirica 2. Civil works are on schedule, and we move forward according to project. Finally, we managed to refinance Parnaíba 2 debt profile, issuing 700 million BRL in convertible debentures, and the anticipated payment of the balance of debt. And I'll go into detail as we move forward with the presentation. Moving on to the next slide, and talking about numbers specifically, we had a third quarter which was quite atypical in terms of thermoelectric dispatch, especially for the northeastern area, where we had a different hydrology pattern. The first quarter of 2019 had a regular hydrology, which helped us find or occupy a favorable reservoir position. And especially in the northeastern region of Brazil, that has allowed us to reached records in energy production in that area. As for thermoelectric dispatch for the period, we reached 23% reduction. As a consequence, the amount of net energy generated by the company dropped by 23%. As a consequence, the gas consumption in the period sat at 0.59 billion cubic meters vis-a-vis 0.72 billion cubic meters in the third quarter of 2018. On top of that, the energy settled in the short-term market with lower margins due to decreased spot prices in the period. The smaller amount of energy generated combined with the price of commodities explains the drop in adjusted EBITDA in the third quarter, which totaled 346 million BRLs in the period. On the other hand, Eneva closed the third quarter with a cash position of 1.5 billion, an increase of 73% when compared to the third quarter of last year, and a net debt EBITDA ratio of 3.1 times. An increase in the leverage level that was driven by the Parnaíba projects and Azulão Jaguatirica project as well. Moving on to the next slide, we can see a breakdown of our financial performance and the EBITDA result, with a lower dispatch and a drop in commodity prices, which indexes our variable revenue. We saw a pressure on our margin, especially Pecém and Parnaíba, which explain 81% of our EBITDA results. The balance can be explained by the lower hedging and trading results. And this quarter were flat, whereas in the past, they led to positive results. Moving on, we see a more detail about the revenues. If we talk about volume in the next slide, slide number six, we see that the dispatch in the third quarter of this year, as I mentioned, reached 82% as compared to 99% last year in the same quarter. So that impacted our energy generation with a drop of 23%. Last year, all our plants were dispatched throughout the third quarter. This year, we only had Parnaíba 2 connected for the full quarter, and the others were dispatching only in late August. The flip side of that was a lower consumption of gas at 18% when compared to the previous year. Moving on to slide number seven, another important point was the sharp drop in coal prices, our main component to calculate expenses in our coal generating plants. In the third quarter of 2019, we paid a price for that at around $70 per ton. Now we see price of coal dropping, and then that causes a mismatch between our stock, our inventory, and our sales prices. That impacted the margins for our coal operations. As you can see in the chart in the third quarter of 2018, that mismatch effect between prices was positive, generating the same quarter of last year a positive difference, which affected the variation that we saw when we compared quarter on quarter. Additionally, as for the gas generation, the variable revenue for Parnaíba 1 also dropped, given a drop in the indexing indicator. Moving on to the next slide, we see the company's operating cash flow, which totaled 334.9 million BRLs. Out of that generation, 286.7 million were reinvested, 94.5 million in Parnaíba 5, 130.7 million in Azulão, Jaguatirica. We also paid 165.7 million in, as for our financial obligations. Having said that, the company closed the quarter with a consolidated cash position of 1.5 billion, an increase of 73% vis-a-vis the third quarter of last year. Moving on to slide number nine, we talk about our investments, which totaled 360 million BRLs in the quarter, with a highlight for the two projects, Parnaíba 5 and Azulão Jaguatirica, which are both under construction and account for 70% of investments in the period. As for Parnaíba 5, we have concluded the basic engineering projects, and we are working in terms of providing the concrete basis for the foundations. As for Azulão Jaguatirica, we have finalized the land works. In Azulão, we started probing and leveling the land, and we are concluding the vegetal suppression in the surrounding area. As for the gas plant, we have finished the replacement of parts, and we are preparing for the scheduled maintenance for Parnaíba 3 and the revamp of Parnaíba 4. As for the coal plants, we started the preventive maintenance at Pecém 2 and the upgrade of the turbines. We concluded the exploration drills for exploratory wells, as we can see on slide number 13. On the next slide, we see the pictures of the status of Parnaíba 5 and other plants, quite in line with our schedule. On slide number 11, some pictures of the Azulão field, where we are now drilling for wells. On slide number 12, we see the evolution of the project in the state of Roraima for the thermal plant of Jaguatirica 2, land works, artesian well drilling, and so on. Moving on to slide number 13, we're going to be talking about the company's capital structure. The company closed the quarter with a consolidated debt of 15.4 billion BRL. An average cost of that debt today sits at 8.6%, with an average term of 4.2 years. If we extract 1.5 billion in cash, our net debt closed at 3.9 billion BRL, equivalent to a ratio of 3.1 times net debt EBITDA. The chart in the bottom part of the slide shows that there is no maturation in the short term, showing that our amortization schedule is quite comfortable from the company's standpoint. Moving on to slide number 14. In October, we concluded the refinancing of our debt for Parnaíba 2. We issued $755 million of a simple debenture series. The issuance took three series at a weighted price of CDI plus 1.4% a year and a duration of 4.6 years. With the resources we raised of about $465 million, plus the $465 million we had in cash, we prepaid the most expensive debt we had, which led to a savings in interest rates of around 60 million BRL a year. So on top of reducing interest rates, we'll have more free cash to reinvest in the company's growth, to speed up and leverage the company. We have also contributed to a good, way better practice in terms of cash management, because Parnaíba 2 generates a significant cash level. But because of the dividend flow that we expect, we would only have that available in 4 to 5 years. So this was an important leverage in terms of management of our assets vis-à-vis what we have in our cash. This was a very important initiative in terms of debt management. We started when we swapped the debt for the holding back in March, which will lead to a savings of around 25 million BRL a year in terms of interest rates. That concludes our presentation, and now remain available for questions and answers. Thank you.
Thank you. We will now start the Q&A session for investors and analysts. If you have a question, please press star one. If your question is answered, you may remove your question from the list by typing star two. The questions will be answered in the order they are received. We would like you to take your phone from the cradle so that we can ensure better sound quality. Please wait while you collect the questions. Once again, to ask a question, please press star one. Thank you. If there are no questions, I will turn the call over to the company for the final considerations. Thank you very much for attending our conference call. Have a good day, and we will see you in the fourth quarter's presentation. Thank you. Eneva's conference call is over. Have a good day. Thank you.